praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Father, truly we are appreciative. Lord, every opportunity we have, Father, we just truly appreciate it and thank you for it. For Lord, many things in this life must come to pass for us to be able to gather here. Lord, on top of a desire that you place and you give us, Lord, we need health and strength. We need means to get here. And Lord, you've provided all, Lord, and we're so thankful. And we ask, Lord, that we may take advantage of every moment that we have. Lord, feed us of thy word. Bless us in the spirit, Lord, and just strengthen us in every way. Lord, that we may have strength to go through the week, Lord. And Father, fight the enemy and resist this devil, the temptations that come upon us. Lord, it's your grace and your mercy in our lives. So bless us now, Lord. Lord, every phase of the service, may you get the glory and honor. We ask all this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. You happy to be out this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Turn with me in our big books, if you would. Let us sing page 161. Day of redemption is near. Amen. You feel that, saints? It's getting close. Hallelujah. Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentiles' days numbered, with horrors encumbered, eternity soon will unfold. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem's restoring her national lifelong dethroned. Today she is calling, her ladder reigns falling. Return, O dispersed, to your own. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is near. Ruth, day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, false truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. Oh, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Amen. Your redemption is near. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Praise his holy name. Page 140. Let's turn back to that. Amen. Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Oh, happy in Jesus, my language, my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Oh, redeemed, oh, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is amen. Hallelujah. Redeemed, redeemed, oh, redeemed by the blood of. Child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footstep and giveth me songs in the night. Oh, redeemed, oh, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. Oh, redeemed, oh, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Child and forever I am. Amen. Redeemed. Oh, how happy. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Back over to page 166. Amen. Very familiar psalm. I love this little song. Amen. When we all get to heaven. You're going to be singing when you get there, saints. Amen. Rejoice and praise in him. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, you prepare for us a place. Clouds will open. life repaid. Oh, onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day. Saints, what we have to look forward to. Amen. Never forget it. Keep your eye on the goal. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come? That's the blessing, if you will. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. I am determined. Sing that together. I've made up my mind. I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I'll follow wherever he leadeth. I'll pasture wherever he leadeth. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Amen. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I'll follow wherever he leadeth. I'll pasture wherever he feedeth. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Amen. Praise his name. Are you determined? Amen. I may have something on your heart, a request, a need. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you take the request this morning?
Heavenly Father, we just pray this morning, Lord, that each and every one that's gathered here this morning, Lord, that have that determination, Jesus. Lord, in their heart and their mind and their soul, Lord, to follow you, Lord. Thy God, regardless, Lord, of where the path may lead us, Lord, to trials, temptations, and sickness and disease, or whatever it might be, dear God, that we'll be determined in our mind, our heart, and our soul to follow you, Lord, and endure unto the end, Lord, and be faithful, Lord, in
yes,
all
Jesus.
That you saved us to do, Lord, and pray, Father, this morning, you remember every need here this morning, every hand that was raised, Lord, and whether it be for a spiritual need or a physical need or a material need, Lord, or perhaps for a loved one that has a need, Lord, God, we pray that you'd meet every need this morning.
Yes, Lord, let
we
it
pray
be.
Thy blessing be upon the word this morning that comes forth, and thy God, anoint our hearts and minds to receive your word, Lord, and thy God, having received it into our
Thy God, bring forth fruit unto righteousness and holiness, Lord, for you. And we pray thy blessing upon the messenger, Lord. And you just take control of thy God, his voice and his lips, Lord. And his mouth and his heart as he speaks your word, Lord. And he might bring forth that word, Lord, under the precious anointing of thy Holy Spirit, Lord. And thy God, he might bring food to our souls, strengthen, Lord. Us each and every one today.
We yes, ask
Lord
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Would you have a song this morning, Karen? Right, would anyone else have a song? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's see, you got something? 203? Amen. Praise his holy name. Nothing between. Hallelujah. Nothing between my soul and the Savior. Not a between. Oh, no. self or friend shall not intervene. Though it may cause me much tribulation, your desire, let nothing between. Amen. While we're still standing, let's just sing a little chorus. Only believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
Sing a little, another little chorus. I love him. Amen. I love him. I love him. Because us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so appreciative in our hearts again this morning that you allotted another opportunity to be gathered here in the house of the Lord. Father, we could gather here with these precious saints, Lord of like precious faith. And Father, together in here and together around that precious word, Lord, realize the time we're living in. Oh, we're truly living in the last days. And how there should be such an urgency in our hearts. How we have seen many times, Lord, down through life, when people have urgencies, an emergency strike in their lives. And then, Lord, they move with haste. And they move, Lord, very quickly. And Father, the thing that's become the urgent matter, Lord, everything else around it has lost its value. But Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, there'll be such an urgency strike our hearts that, Lord, this life will lose all of its importance. That, Lord Jesus, all we'll know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And to follow the perfect will of God in all that we do, that we say, that Lord, thy will be done. Bless us again now, we ask that you, by your word, would speak to our hearts and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit strike our hearts and send that revelation, Lord Jesus, that's needed in this hour. We ask it now for your glory and to your honor. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. We got so much to thank Him for, as the old song goes. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Exodus. And we'd like to pick up, maybe we can finish today, I don't know, just see what the Lord leads. On the servants, the prophets. That we find here is good. Exodus 3, and our brother read from this just the other night, but we want to read again now from this. And the Lord laid this scripture on my heart to read again. And He gave me a little dream that directed me to this, what I want to bring today from the prophet's message. We find here in Exodus 3, begin the first verse. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now may the Lord bless during his word, and may be seated. I want to continue to read a little more of that, but before we do, I want you to notice that God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. Now here we find God talking to a man. Now think of that. God talking to a man. This prophet that God had sent for this day that he's speaking of at this time. God spoke to a man. And would it be so strange, as I said when I started this little series, that God would speak to a prophet in this age, as he did Brother Branham? Does it still seem to be so strange that that would happen? Let's read some more. He says here, "And the Lord said," begins the seventh verse, "and the Lord said," what you get that? "I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt." Now notice, see, God sees all these things. He's seen it. He didn't have to have no man tell him. God's seen it. See? "And have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows." Now think of that. Again, God knew their sorrows. Nobody had to tell God. God already knew what was going on. But he was going to speak to a prophet and tell him what to do to take care of the problem. "And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God unto this mountain, upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel. I like that. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. The Lord again blessed the reading of his word. Amen. So again, we find that God does speak to his prophets, as we've been bringing out. He does nothing, as Amos 3:7 we read, that he does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. And we realize that that's what God done in this hour when he began to reveal his word to a people. But has a people really received who was speaking through that prophet? Why is it that we look around and see, and we know for a fact, I'm sure we could say easily, thousands in the message. Why is it so easy to see everywhere you turn, which Lord will, and I'll get into that a little further on this part. Why is it we see so much of adding to and taking away? Why is it? Why is it easier to see little bride churches everywhere that is just staying right with that word? Why is this? This great powerful message that came forth that God delivered to his people. And the bride is his people. Delivered this great powerful message. And yet you can't hardly find anybody that stays with it. Not alone understand it. Like they can't figure it out. It's as though it's, we use the illustration sometimes because if we would try to read Greek, it's kind of, you know, we'd have to really study to figure out what's being said. But the message has become as Greek to them. Even though they follow this prophet that God sent, that his voice would go through, it's just as those people is just so blinded to what the prophet brought. They know the prophet's there. They seen the vindication. It was a prophet. But for some reason, they're missing the voice that came from the prophet. I mean, well-renowned people. People that followed him, fished with him, and slept with him, and camped with him, and hunted with him, have missed him. It seems that their main attraction was to watch what he could do. Who he could heal, what eyes could be opened, who would raise from the dead. It seemed like the main interest is that. Instead of the very message, the voice that came from that prophet. You see? I hope as I speak to these young people again today, that if the Lord should tarry, it'll not be another generation that'll rise, that'll not know the voice. They'll only say, Mommy and Daddy said that was a prophet of the age. And I've listened to some of his messages, and I've seen some of the videos, and I've seen some photos. And, yeah, he must have been a prophet of the age. So I ought to pay attention to him. But then again, be of the generation of people that they hear what the prophet said, but it does them no good because they don't understand what he said. They couldn't read between the lines. The Holy Spirit wasn't there to let them read between the lines. But they was just listening to a prophet speak his message and even be excited about it. Talk about it and tell other people about it. My, just so happy to tell people about it. But yet lose the reality and not ever have the reality of what that prophet said, that it was God giving the people direction on everything that he required. And what he required had to be done exactly like he said. Exactly. Yeah. But we're living in that age and that time where so many people are deceived, just as it was the days when Satan deceived Eve. And of course, Eve quoted to Satan that God said. And then the serpent said, but God didn't mean that. He meant, and oh, how he's doing the same thing today. Same exact thing today. That God doesn't mean that. He means that he overlooks anything you do wrong and his blood covers you and he don't care what you do. Again, like Satan, that's part of the word, but that ain't all of it. It was taken away. It was okay for the first part. When it gets to the part, God don't care what you do. That ain't God. Because God in us is interested in everything you do. Your every action. Your every thought. Every place you go. Everything you say. Yeah. Has to be exactly what he wants it to be. Or we ain't his. That's all there is to it. You see? And then we'll be like the rest of the deceived thousands and thousands and thousands in this message. Deceived. And think nothing ever has to come out of it as long as I believe. As long as I trust in God. But not see the whole picture. See? I want to read something here in a couple places in the quotes and just hit a few highlights on some things before I go in to read some things about the prophet. This is in Look, and this was preached April 28, 1963, paragraph 260 beginning. What are you looking to, church? What are we looking to? Oh, these last days. He's been right among us. He's been right among us, people, and we forgot it. He sat right among us, and we didn't know it. The Holy Spirit is here this morning, and maybe many will go away and forget it. Think about that. And me being a pastor, especially the years I have been and preached to people. Oh, how many times I've preached things from God's Word and taught things of what exactly that prophet said in exactly Scripture. And people walk out the door as though the message was never preached and the overcoming didn't take place in their life. That's me as a man. What would God see? All of His Word lays before us. In my mind, only maybe a certain thing may strike a certain message, and I may be inspired to bring a certain thing, and somebody walk out that door, again, as I'll say it, as though it was never even breathed. It was never mentioned. Never spoken. That's what he's saying here. And many may go out and never even remember it. They may forget all about it, that the Holy Spirit was there. They'll forget all about, remember, the Word and the Spirit is one. Is that right? And forget all about the Word that they heard. That's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Something hasn't become a reality to people yet in this hour in which we live, to where as the Word of God is spoken from these pages and from that Scripture, something has not happened to where the point to where the Word of God is gone. It's just there at present as it's coming forth and it hits our human spirit. And we think upon it. But then when the trials of life begin to hit, and all the chokers come around, it chokes the Word of God out. And it becomes unfruitful. Again, as though it was never, ever, ever, ever spoken. Gone. What's people missing? Do they really see who was speaking through that prophet? Or is it just another man? A man spoke. That they believe was a prophet of the age. A servant of God, that God would do nothing unless He revealed it to His servant, the prophet. Even for this day. Yet as far as the reality of it and the living of it being made manifest, it's gone. He says here, the Holy Spirit is here this morning, and maybe many will go away and forget it. Maybe many of the sick will forget to believe and to anchor their faith right where it should be. Truly, the pool is troubled. The waters are whirling backwards from the natural, showing the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is here, taking a normal bunch of people that's intelligent, sitting here, well-dressed, well-educated, and looking, and the Holy Spirit fall on them, and something whirls them around. They holler, "Glory to God! Hallelujah!" Oh my. Think of it now. Something whirls them around. They holler, "Glory to God! Hallelujah!" What's the matter? The troubling of the water? Amen. Sinners are sitting there, backsliders, prostitutes, drunkards, and everything else are saintly now and godly. You can't put a finger on their lives. Wow. That's what he's speaking about. He said, now you can't put a finger on their lives anywhere since they received it. It sounds to me it's a complete different understanding of something he's saying here of what the biggest majority of message-following people have. Can we answer the question and ask ourselves or have anybody ask us, can you put a finger on my life? Now, some of us may sit there and say, no, don't even try that. I know what's going on. Don't even talk about trying to put a finger on my life, because I know I ain't right with the Lord. I know I'm not where I should be. But why hasn't these things that came from that voice, why to us does it seem like it was just a prophet, a man said it, and it wasn't God? Why can't it seem to me as an individual with God that God's the one that said that? But since they receive this real thing, you can't put a finger on their life. Wow. Can he put a finger on our life? Can someone put a finger on our life? Huh? Can they put a finger on my life and see me out there doing something I shouldn't do? Can they put a finger on my life and that I'd be talking, catch me, maybe walk around the corner of the grocery store and I'm cutting up and joking with somebody? Something's filthy. Can they catch me? And then the finger has to be put on. Can they put a finger on me because I'm a hypocrite? That I would come here to the church here and be with the saints of like precious faith, and maybe wear my nice, modest dress, but then when I go out into the world, I let down and I'll wear something I would never, ever wear in the presence of the saints. Hypocrisy. Can we put a finger on you? Remember, this thing that was to be received, now you can't put a finger on it. Nowhere. But Satan, as I said again, has people so deceived that they can't see that picture. Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ covers me, Satan says. Also, God said, I'm covered by the blood, and God doesn't really, is not really interested. This is a theory a lot of people have made more in the message. This, God doesn't really care what I do today, as long as I believe the message. God doesn't really care. His blood's covering me. If that ain't a Baptist doctrine, I don't know what is. It came from hell. Yeah. Oh my. But who did they hear? Did they hear A servant of God? His prophet? As he revealed these things and God was speaking through his lips and telling exactly what his bride is to be expected of? Or do we put our own private interpretation to it and say, well, God doesn't mean that. Let's see, these are mine. And then, oh, it's not that important. Yeah. And dresses begin to slide up. The next one gets made. It's another inch higher. The next one gets made. Another inch higher. Yeah. I really believe, saints, when the prophet seen that little bride going around the curvature near her, and he screamed, get back in line! Get back in line. If it wasn't for God and his ministry that carries that same message, that prophet said, get back in line, she'd be gone. Be gone. And the day of people think they're going to make it without God's ministry, friends, they're gone. I'm telling you, they're gone. But what is this that speaks to me? Why is it that things in the Word disperse us? Who's talking? Who speaks to me as the pastor, whoever is up there bringing the word of God, or we listen to the messages? Who's speaking to me? Do I, by faith, really know it's God? Remember, the scripture says in St. John, this is life eternal. To know the one true God. Only one true God. And Jesus Christ whom he sent. Do I know it was God speaking through that prophet? Now we can say with our lips, I know it was God speaking through that prophet. I know that. And you mean to tell me, people that say that and then don't obey him, they've got the nerve or the audacity to be that disrespectful to the Almighty God that when he speaks, it should snap and move? I think I can say it's not his children. That's not people that's born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, prove it, Brother Steve. Okay, I'll read it again. But remember, those that's received it, you can't put a finger on. Can't put a finger on. Now I'll show you why. Very familiar. Who is this Melchizedek? Paragraph 71. But look, when this body receives the Spirit of God, now okay, Brother Branham, tell me again, or is it God? Is it God to me when I hear that? If it ain't, you definitely lack the revelation. But look, when this body receives the Spirit of God, the immortal life inside of you, it throws this body into subjection to God. Hallelujah, he says. That's that born of God. He that's born of God doth not commit sin. He cannot sin. Oh, wait a minute. Brother Steve, I'm not sinning because I believe. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not. It's sin, friend. It's iniquity. It's sin. It's unbelief. You do it because you don't believe it. You see? Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation keep following your tail? Maybe this is the problem. But who's telling me this? Well, Brother Steve, you're up here preaching on it, but I'm going to tell you now, brother, I already know this. Well, then what's the problem? You don't know who's told you that. See? There is therefore now no condemnation in the walk that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There you are, see? That throws your body subject. Does anything sound like that you're going to work yourself to it? Nope. That Holy Spirit throws that body subject. That's why when that person receives it, you can't put a finger on it. Oh, it might make a boo-boo now and then. But I'm going to tell you what, it'll be very few and far between. Very few and far in between. It won't be willfully going out and defying what God said. Nah. That ain't got it. And it ain't going to get it either. You don't have to say, oh, if I could just quit, put in there whatever it's wrong. He says drinking. But what if I could just quit trying to get by doing everything exactly the way God wants it done? If I could just quit that. If I could just quit fussing with my husband. If I could just obey mother and dad. If I could just quit that nonsense. Just get in Christ. Just get the new birth. Watch what he says. And it's all gone. Today, Satan has deceived people again so tremendously that they think they can just keep slopping their way every day through and think they're born again. Just slop their way through, just do things wrong every day, any day, anytime, anywhere, and think they got a Holy Spirit. That ain't what God said. Brother Steve, I caught you. See, that was Brother Branham that said that. No, that was God said. That's where we lack the revelation. If I knew God was standing here and telling me this, and I could see a physical form, look, as I said before, how much more differently we would take something. But because a physical form isn't staying there in the flesh, Jesus Christ, I'll forget about it. You know why? Because that Jesus Christ ain't inside there. One thing about it, saints, I will not have to stand on the day of judgment and God had to accuse me. You didn't tell them and explain to them and show them my word what really the new birth was all about. Ain't happening here by God's grace. You'll have to stand before the throne of judgment on your own then. What your reasoning has told you, what some past preacher you've seen do and you thought is okay for you, you got to stand on your own then. It's all gone. See, because your body is subject to the Spirit. Wow. Your body is subject to the Spirit. It's no more subject to the things of the world. Oh my. I say, but now, do I try to act like the world when I leave this church? I dress more like the world? As a sister, I put on tighter clothes that I wouldn't wear to church. This squeezes my bosom. But I'd never wear it to church. But out in the public, you know, it's I don't have to worry about Brother Steve saying anything. That's a worse place to wear it, friends. Has that woman got an experience with God? Because that same Holy Ghost will do the same thing out there in that world as it would do it here. It's fallen a message, wanting to go to church, wanting to have a fellowship, that maybe when I have to be laid in that casket, I've got a hope I'm going to make it in. false hope you've got. They are dead. He said, you're no more subject to the things of the world. They're dead. Dead? Dead? Who said that? God did. That same God that spoke to Moses. We'll get into it a little bit. If I got time today, or this morning. That same God that spoke to Moses and told him what to do to lead them children of Israel. It's the same God that spoke through that prophet in this age to lead the bride of Jesus Christ. If you don't follow it, you're gone. The bride was predestinated to follow that predestinated bride or that prophet. Because they know God doesn't do nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. And that prophet had the word. So they follow what that prophet said. No questions asked. They are dead. Your sins are buried in baptism, and you are a new creation in Christ. That's why you can't put a finger on. It's not a new creation with an old creation still on it. It's a new creation. Now the finger can't be put on it. Because it's changed. It's different. It's a different person now altogether. The problem is today, there are so few that really receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit and a life change that goes from ugly, filth, evil, sick person to a real son or daughter of God walking in the Word. People don't know what it is anymore. They think it's get born again and then struggle and fight and try to live right and try and force and try to live right. And fail and fail and try harder and fail and try harder. They actually think that's what a believer is. Because they won't listen to what God said. They no longer see it anymore happen, are they? They don't see a drunkard turn to a saint of God. They don't see somebody that's nothing but a lying, cheating, filthy, adulteress and turn into a saint of God. They can't see it. All they can see is people struggling and trying and fighting and horsing and fighting around. Yeah. So they think that's the Christian of today. No, it's not. God said what the Christian of today was to his voice. See? And your body becoming subject to the Spirit and trying to live a right kind of life. See? Like you women claiming you got the Holy Ghost. Claiming you got the Holy Ghost. And going out here and wearing shorts and things. Well, going out there and wearing them tops that's really tight on you. I thought Brother Steve, kind of most of the people here believed in wearing, the sisters wearing dresses, you know. It's ladylike and modest. And kind of know where the blouses two-piece come from when women tried to start acting like men and all those things. Why would we want to do a thing like that? Well, I'll wear my dress to church, but I sure ain't going to wear my dress somewhere else. Because I don't really believe that. Nonsense. And I don't think it's that critical if my bosom's showing and my bezier strap shows. You ain't telling me that's nonsense, preacher. You'll find out one of these days. You'll find out. How could you do it? How could the Spirit of God in you ever let you do such a thing? How does the Spirit of God in you ever let you just care? Don't give a hoot what the law of the land says. You don't care. Who cares what it says? What makes a difference? I'm a son of God and I don't have to bow down to this Caesar. said, it just can't be so. Who's saying that? Who is saying that? Certainly it can't be. He's not a filthy spirit, he's a holy spirit. See? I gotta say, I appreciate it a little. I was listening to a minister one time here not too long ago. He was speaking about the worship, the people singing, and so forth. And he was starting clear back, even in 1400s, 1500s, study the history on worship, of what it was, and how it has modernized, and the beats added to it. And it gets into what Brother Branham even said about the beats, the music, and how the churches have accepted it. You see, modernization. Clothing done the same thing. Women wore dresses everywhere and work and farmed and everything else in dresses. But as time goes on, women's right, it started going this other direction, trying to be more like men. And it's still trying to be like men, the women the message are, to wear their blue jean skirts with zippers and pockets and look like a split down the middle. It keeps trying to go worldly. But how can it be if that Christ is in you? The reason it happens is Jesus Christ isn't in you. You've made a claim that you're trying to be a believer when you're really not. You're not really filled with the Holy Ghost. The sad thing of it is, if the Lord should tarry, I'll go as far as 2 weeks from now. There's people sitting here that never remember what I spoke. These words that I read from this prophet's message will never, never be brought back to remembrance. It's gone forever until the day of judgment. Then it comes back on that great screen. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard to think a preacher get up and preach his heart out to try to make sure people see something. And it's as though it gets spit out. I don't want it. I don't want it. Yeah. Dull of hearing. Never come into the knowledge of it. But it never happens in our lives. He's a Holy Spirit. And then when you become subject to that Spirit, it throws your whole being. Now there's your flesh, your spirit, and soul. The whole being. Oh, so everything's under control. The flesh, people see what's on it. Your actions, people know what's on the inside. Yeah. The soul is supposed to be controlling it all. But who's telling you that? Who told you that? A William Marion Branham? A Moses? Or was it God? Who to you personally is it talking to you? Oh my. And when you become subject to that spirit, it throws your whole being subject to that spirit. And that spirit is nothing in the world but this seed word made manifest. Or quickened. He says, hallelujah, made alive. So then when the preacher's up there preaching, it comes inside and it manifests. Hallelujah. And when the Bible said, don't do this, remember, can't put a finger on it. When the Bible says, don't do this, that body quickly, there's what's messed up amongst believers today. That body quickly. Today it's years. Brother Steve, you just don't understand what I'm going through. What makes a difference? What I think. It's what God said. He said, the body quickly turns to it. It don't take years. And there's people sitting here. So I say it if it has to hurt. But some are sitting here or doing things you did, I know of you 30 years ago. That breaks the word. Now, do you have the new birth? Do you really have it? I'm telling you, it's coming time. A message. If you don't have it, you'll run with the tail between your legs. Saints, I'm trying to be as serious as I know how with you. I've tried it all my life. I see it so everywhere. The sin isn't pinned down. But oh God, help me today to be thy servant, Lord, that'll take thy word and pin sin where it needs to be pinned. So people can wake up, if they can wake up. When the Bible said don't do this, that body quickly turns to it. And there's no question. No question. Oh, how many times over the years I've preached from this word, this Bible, and people come up to me and question it. Yeah, you got your preacher say, don't ask no questions, don't ask the ministry no questions. You can ask me anytime, friends. But you expect me to give you the word. It may cut you to pieces, but I'm going to tell you what the word said. Yeah. A lot of preachers today don't want to be questioned because they don't know it themselves. So they try to hide that they don't know. So they just say, well, don't question the ministry what we're doing. Because they don't know it themselves, friend. They just know they want to get their little point out and their way they want to do things, and don't bother me now. Oh, that devil. People can't see it. And what is it? Oh, glorious it is if the body quickly turns to it. And what is it? It's the earnest of the resurrection. This body will raise up again because it's already started. It was once subject to sin and mire and corruption. But now it's got the earnest. The earnest is what? So many times we've heard the down payment. It's turned heavenly. No wonder you can't put a finger on it. It's turned heavenly. So the finger down on it. Because you can't put your finger on Jesus Christ. And that same Jesus Christ, that immortal life, come inside of you and now dwells. Yeah. There may be some things we have to learn and some things to overcome and things like that, but at least there's overcoming. It wouldn't be the thing I'd have to stand up here and say, some people sitting here doing the same thing 30 years ago now that you was then. And really believe you have the Holy Ghost? You ain't heard the right voice. Satan's talked to you somewhere along the line. You haven't heard the voice of God. You've heard a prophet talk to you, but you didn't really know what was coming through that prophet. See? I know this is hard, saints, but I can't help it. Do you think I enjoy this? Some of these young children, they always take me so serious all the time because I'm up here bringing this word. It's like little Caleb yesterday was with me and helping me. And I said, Caleb, I said, you know, we was digging some post holes and things. I said, I might be so sore tomorrow. I might not be able to make the church. I'll be so sore. And I said, would you want to preach for me? And he looks at me with his eyes. He says, want me to? I thought, wow, he's taking me serious. But that's good. I want these young people to take me serious, but yet I'm their friend. I'll be their help. Anytime they have something they're not sure about and they want to talk to me, I want them to feel free and open anytime they want. Just because I'm up here screaming against sin, don't you think, oh, that I'll handle you that way? I want to help you. I know as you grow older and you're coming up to your youth, you've got problems you'll probably come along to. But I've been through a lot of them already. Maybe I can give you some advice that'll help you along the way. See? But I want you to always remember, I'll be your friend. Love the Lord Jesus with all your heart. And listen to who's talking to you, not Brother Steve. I'm reading the Word of God to you. And I want you to understand, it's God speaking to you. Not some prophet that you don't maybe really know for sure who he was. He wasn't living in your day and all that. I want you to understand who was talking to that prophet and why God does it that way. You see? Why does God use ministry today? For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. To what? The fullness of the stature of Christ. If a ministry doesn't do that, friends, walk away from it. But I'm telling you, if it'll bring you to the fullness of the stature of Christ, there's going to be some things you're about to lay down. You're going to have to sever away from and separate from, like Brother Timothy was talking about the other night. Friend, there's always a separation when God's word comes forth. Oh, yeah. But just stay with the word. Hallelujah. Maybe before I start on this next page, we'll wait till later. Amen. I'll get more into about this, some of the things I've said today. Amen. Won't you sisters come to the instruments, please? Amen. I thank God for his word. Amen. It's so precious and so powerful. Oh, it's great. Amen. That Jesus Christ is here with us today. Can we see that? Well, Brother Steve, that's hard for me to believe because Brother Branham may even stand here no more. And you expect me what you're reading out today is Jesus Christ? Absolutely. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the Word of God is inspired. Oh, if you can't feel the inspiration on this Word, something's wrong. If you can't feel that conviction come from that Word, you may be doing pretty good. You may see the life of Jesus Christ coming forth in your life, but there's still something about that word when it comes. I've got to get higher, Lord. I've got to press higher. There's a higher height, Lord. Help me to get there. Oh, God. Lord Jesus, help us. Help this little flock. Amen. And here he is today. In the same manner, with the same pillar of fire, expressing himself and vindicating himself the same. There's something real that happens, friends, when just the Word of God comes forth and it's received in a man or woman's heart. There's something happens. Amen. So do you have the same temper you had 30 years ago? Do you have the same bitterness in your heart that you had 30 years ago? Are you the same busybody you was 30 years ago in other man's matters? Are you that same person? And God told me today, it's not adding up to the new birth. Because he told me, quickly come subject. Do we sit here today struggling, trying to live the right way at a certain thing? And have battled it all our life. Just can't get it. But Brother Steve, I've gotten a lot better at a lot of things. That ain't what he said. Brings the whole being under subjection. And then future home is the entire word. The entire word. Do I have the new birth? Is it important to me that every word in that Bible, every word that prophet brought, it was inspired of God, the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it burning in my heart to be that prisoner and to make sure nothing hinders me from being that prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ? That was God. That was God. It wasn't just a message. It was God telling the little bride what's required of her. That she couldn't move unless she had, thus said the Lord. Oh, yeah. Do we seek God before we do things in life? Lord, is this your will that I do this? Do you have things happen in your life where you feel something nudging on the inside and you ask God about it? I say, go ahead. This is what I want you to do. And maybe 2 weeks later, you'll see that thing happen that 2 weeks before he warned you about to turn to a certain direction, and this happens over 2 weeks later. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Is that like water off a duck's back? Brother, I don't live that close to God. I guess I'm going to have to change. Well, if you had that Holy Ghost on the inside, it'd already be sitting there. Because it wasn't just a man spoke. It was God that spoke. Yeah. Oh, how we need to get closer to the Lord. Let us all stand. Anybody got a little chorus on your heart you want to sing? Amen. See, now I'm starting to feel, you know, wow. You feel bad. I have to do these things. But always remember, I love you. I love you with all my heart. Let's bow our heads. Kind Lord, again we thank you for your love and mercy. We think about your love. We think about your grace. God help us. We can't make it without you. There's no sense of us trying. It's got to be you, Lord. Do something special for us, Lord. Oh God, something that will strike our heart like never before. Lord Jesus, lead us and guide us in all your word, that we'll live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we'll recognize, Lord, it was you speaking to us, to that prophet in this age. And we get up here, Lord, and renew our minds to it. And Lord, as the Holy Ghost inspires, how it stirs our hearts. Direct us, Lord. Bring us back the next appointed time now, if you should tarry. I pray, Lord, that people understand me. No wonder that prophet said, Lord, thought he was fanatic. But when you lift up in that, get lifted up in that sphere. And Lord, when we come in here under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and bring your word, that sphere is what we're lifted up into. Then we come back down, Lord. Oh, God. We need help. Amen. We need your strength, your guidance, and everything, Lord. Thank you for everything, Lord Jesus. As we sing a little worship to you, may you accept it, Lord, through your blood. We appreciate you now. In your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Think about his love. Love is corrected. Think about his goodness. Think about his long grace that has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so richly bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise